This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. Hour number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. Coming in low, skimming the surface. Looking for that fine place to land. There he is, standing there, directing us down. That is the cruise director, Rick Ector. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, man, if we can, like, totally ignore that this is that time of the year with all this stuff blowing around in the air, you know, pollen that just has my sinuses just going completely haywire, and I'm on a steady diet of over-the-counter nasal decongestants and sinus pressurizers. Other than that, I'm great, man. How about yourself?
Well, if you can ignore that, I wish you'd teach me how to do it. I mean,
you know, it's better living through chemistry, man. I went to my local pharmacy, and normally when I go to the pharmacist, you know, to get my maintenance drugs, you know, there's always that pharmacist there that says, "Hey, you have any questions?" Well, this time I went in specifically to find that pharmacist, and I had a lot of questions. I was like, look, all this stuff I've been trying is not working at all. I have been totally miserable for the last 3 days. I need you to give me something. Give me something. And, man, she knew exactly what I was talking about. Apparently, unbeknownst to me, but we're in the throes of that season of the year, man, when people who are similarly afflicted as I, when we are totally suffering. And he gave me a few suggestions, man, and I took her up on it, and I've been steadily supplying myself with these over-the-counter meds to keep the sinuses flowing, man. But other than my woes, how are you?
You know, I'm doing sort of the same thing. I mean, I have to switch. So in my house, I have Zyrtec, Claritin and Benadryl.
Okay, you and got the good stuff, man.
Yeah, I have to switch between them because, like, I'll take Zyrtec for a couple of days and then it stops working. So then I take Claritin and I take that for a few days and then it stops working.
Okay, so what? You building up immunities or what?
I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, I'm sure it's absolutely good for my health to get out there and. Get out there and constantly get out there and say, well, what am I taking today? What's in my cocktail today?
You know, it's very, you know, adventurous to look out the window, man, and see the sun out, and it's not too hot or humid, and it's like a great day to get out. And, of course, I've been doing my duties in the yard, man, cutting the grass and trimming the hedges and chopping down, you know, these weeds before they get out of control. And the downside is all the stuff that's flying around, man. And, you know, it's like pick your poison, you know. Either stay indoors and have your neighbors hate you because your lawn doesn't look like the next issue of home and garden, or do you get out there and try to manage yourself up and do battle and hope that you're keeping up with the neighbors? You know, it's a never-ending battle, man.
If I ever get a chance to do it, I'm moving out to outside of Las Vegas.
Why then, outside of Vegas?
Well, because you don't have to worry about grass out there.
Oh, yeah.
You just go outside and rake your rocks and you're good to go.
Yeah, you have a whole host of other problems, but at least they don't deal with you, you know, being able to... You know, a couple of days ago, man, it was so bad I had trouble eating, man.
Yeah.
My nose was so clogged up, and it's like, okay, if I close my mouth to eat and chew, I can't even breathe.
It's like you're drowning.
Yeah. It was just awful, man. I don't wish it on anybody, not even my worst ideological foe, man.
That's why I go through the nonsense of switching from Benadryl to Zyrtec to Claritin.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand that.
Pharmacist I was talking to was talking about Benadryl, and she said, do you have any blood pressure issues? I was like, yeah. She said, well, I can't give you that, though. I was like, oh, well, see, I know Benadryl is the good stuff, but apparently it raises your blood pressure somewhat. So I was like,
well, I can't have
any of that.
That's the problem with better living through chemistry, though. Because almost everything out there that they prescribe, like when before I had the heart attack, before I quit smoking, I really wanted to quit smoking. They were like, well, we could give you Chantix. And I said, okay. And then I started reading about the side effects of Chantix. And they put at the feet of Chantix, like there was this recording of Mel Gibson going off on somebody. And then they said, well, Mel Gibson was on Chantix during this time. The other thing that Chantix would, one possible side effect of Chantix was suicidal thought. And I'm like, why would I take something to make my life better that might make me kill myself?
You know what? I haven't done a deep dive into this, man, but what I've heard, you know, anecdotally, of course, is that whenever they do these studies, the drugs through their patients and make sure they have a good handle on what the side effects are, anything that anybody reports, no matter how insignificant the proportion of people reporting that issue relative to the sample size. Like if you have one person out of, I don't know, 10,000 people that reports this one issue, then yeah, it's going to be listed as a side effect. That's what I hear anyway. So.
Right.
Yeah. That person, you know, statistically could have some other issues going on that have nothing to do with sinus problems. But let me tell you, it has been totally misery, man, but I'm propping myself up with pharmaceuticals.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to do that. I do it. I absolutely do it. I do it.
Right.
But, you know.
So I guess you're wondering what we're going to talk about today, right?
That had occurred to me. We got about a minute for you to set me up with this.
Okay. Well, I am in the throes of organizing manpower for a huge event this August, man. And as I'm going through my paces, I realize that there are people out there in radio land, cyber land, who are maybe contemplating doing something, you know, some big spectacle, some event to put forth their cause, man. And I want to talk about generating and organizing manpower, man.
Okay.
And manpower. And this is like for a pro 2A event. So if there are activists among us, the right to keep and bear arms, this is right up your alley.
Yeah. That's coming up when we get back. How do people find you?
You can find me all over the place. Social media is a forte, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, over 2,000 videos, and of course here every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Go check out the YouTube channel. That just goes on for days. His amount of videos is very impressive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick, and we're going to discuss today, we're going to talk about getting your troops together when you're going to put together some sort of an event. So, you've
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, man, it's right. I've done it, and, you know, who knows? I might even be an authority on the subject now. I mean, considering how long I've been doing it, 10 years, and hopefully, you know, this scale will continue to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Of course, the goal this year is 4,000 women to be given a free range safety briefing and a free shooting lesson. And, of course, as you can imagine, the laundry list of resources to put on an event on this scale is daunting at times. But of all the things that I need, right, manpower to actually run and conduct the event is a consideration, and it is no less important than any other. If you have the facilities, in this case two different gun ranges, albeit they're still in the same town, if you have enough guns, you have enough rounds of ammunition, and you actually have the dates free, well, gee, what else in the world do you need? I mean, you need stuff like eyes and ear protection, but, man, you need manpower. Man, oh, man, do you need manpower. This event, a two-day event at two gun ranges simultaneously, how many firearms instructors do you think I need?
How many people are you going to have on the firing line at one time?
At least 40 across both gun ranges at the same time.
So 40, so 80. So I would want to have one RSO for every five of them. So you're going to have 16? Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, it's a nice ballpark figure, you know. And you consider that we're not just talking about for just an hour or two, man. We're talking several hours, you know, like a full day plus, across two different ranges for two consecutive days. You know, I would love to believe that I could get people to sign up for a range and be there for the whole 2 days, but you know what? There are things that people have going on in their lives outside of helping Rick conduct a free training event for women. It's called having a life, having a family, having jobs and all sorts of obligations. But, yeah, man, the type of people that I need is daunting. I need firearms instructors, range safety officers, general staff, people to push brooms and hand out paperwork and that type of thing. And, of course, I need people to actually manage the event, man. And question I get all the time, well, gee, Rick, which one is more important in terms of the staff you need? Well, I don't like to get into, you know, the relative rating of how important they are. They're all important because, actually, I need them all. Firearms instructors, of course, are very important. Everyone that's a firearms instructor doesn't necessarily gravitate towards managing a team of firearms instructors. Like, you can be a great staff person, man, but it takes a real interesting background to be able to manage a group of people, right?
Say right.
We have a huge staff of firearms instructors. They're all credentialed. But yet and still, you have one that you're going to elevate to a position of management amongst all the others. What type of skills socially and leadership-wise are they going to need to be able to make that thing hum?
Well, you're going to be able to, you got to be able to project your voice enough to where everybody hears you that needs to hear you.
Oh, sure.
And you're going to have a little bit of confidence as you're doing this because they're going to need to move. I would imagine this is a fast-moving event with as many people as you're trying to move through.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to want to have somebody that is very organized and knows how to you know, direct people and get them there the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and you're also going to need somebody who can be sort of psychologically soothing, because some of these people that you're going to be training have never shot a gun before.
Yeah, man, and you know what? There's a wide range of people with different experience levels that are going to be coming through. You know, you have people who shoot all the time, people who have never shot, and even amongst people who have never shot, some people are like, hey, I trust you, I know it's safe. But then there are some people, I don't know, let's just say, you know, that they're going to be intrepid and fearful when they actually walk in through the door. For some reason, they summon enough courage to walk through that door and trust that someone would make sure that they get the training they need and everything will be safe. But still, there's that moment, you know, the moment of truth, I call it, when you actually about to pull that trigger back and they want to be soothed and to be told that it's going to be all right.
Right.
So if you need all of these people, firearms inspectors, range safety officers, general staff, and people to manage them all, man, where in the world do I find these people? How do I find people who meet these qualifications? Where do I pull from? Where do I go to solicit their support?
Well, I imagine this is all the fruit that you gather from all of these events that you go to and all of this cross-pollination you do with some of these other people. And
that's one of the great things.
You already know who you're going to get. You already know who you're going to try to get. Some of them you've already used. I mean, you've done this event how many times?
This will be the 10th year.
Yeah. So, I mean, you probably already have a sizable group, cadre, if you will, of people that are going to do it that really look forward to doing it. And as you're getting bigger now, you just need to get more, right? And I'm sure...
Right. Just keep doing the same thing. Just do more of it, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that... I mean, I know, you know, there's all kinds of guys up in Detroit and Michigan that are gun people that are probably helping you out that don't do it as a profession, but are still competent at it.
Yes, exactly. And they have the necessary credentials and experience to actually make this thing happen, man. And, you know, one of the great things that I am exceedingly fortunate is that I do have a forum with you every Thursday evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard to come on and talk about whatever's going between my ears. And, of course, usually at some point throughout the year, this annual ladies event always comes up. Of course.
Hang on for me. We're going into the break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday. Vice President Kamala Harris says Juneteenth was an important day for slaves in Texas.
The enslaved people of Texas learned the news. They learned that they were free, and they claimed their freedom.
Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in the United States. The lawyer who sued to overturn Obamacare tells NBC News the Supreme Court's ruling on Thursday was pure politics.
Congress is once again let off the hook from being forced to deal with the policy consequences of the law that it passed.
Rob Henneke is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which represents individual plaintiffs in the case. They argued that Obamacare's individual mandate is unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is holding interest rates steady. During a news briefing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell calling it part of the ongoing strong support for the economic recovery. Regarding that recovery, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey tells CNBC,
"You know, I think the big picture here that we shouldn't lose sight of is our economy is not in a recovery mode anymore. We're in a full-blown expansion. We were in recovery in the third quarter of last year when we grew by 30%. Now, we've got a really robust expansion. As you know, the Fed is projecting 7% real GDP growth this year, unemployment getting down to 4.5%. And with prices rising all around us, it's 2023 before there's a median agreement that we get off zero."
Former President Trump doesn't support vaccinating school-aged children against COVID-19. Trump claiming young people are not affected or affected badly by the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Alive. This is Lock and Load. This show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Rick Ector, who is, he has, looming on his horizon is his annual I'm going to teach every woman on the face of the planet extravaganza.
Right, man, and resources, right?
Yep.
You know, and just to piggyback on that last segment where we're talking about resources, man, organizations who are important, at least for me, for sure, in terms of finding manpower. I've been leveraging and going to continue to leverage the influence of the NRA's ILA, the Institute for Legislative Action. They've been very helpful. Gun Owners of America, who was also a big sponsor of the event. I'm in touch with the GRPC, Gun Rights Policy Conference, and of course there's another organization out there, NAGA. I've been in touch with their executive director, and what he's going to do is put out a notice in an upcoming email blast to all their members in the states surrounding Michigan and the little Great Lakes region. Of course, I got my home state level organizations here in Michigan. Michigan Open Carry, Michigan Gun Owners, and MCRGO. Press releases, especially those that cater to the Second Amendment and other social media platforms that I subscribe to. And you know what? I'm not a member of all of those platforms. Just the handful that I know how to operate pretty darn good. Now, assuming you're running an event like this and you're talking to people, they're seeing all the information and they're coming to you, how do you sell them on being in the program? You're basically answering one question, and that question is, Rick, if I join your event to help run 4,000 women across two gun ranges across 2 days, answer this one question. What's in it for me? How do you convince them to donate of their time? What's in it for me?
Well, see, you're making this too easy. If this were the first time you'd ever done it, you know, that would be a viable question. If you'd never done it before, right?
Right.
But this is a very well-known event now. And being a part of this well-known event actually has a cachet of exposure for some of these people. And in your area, for example, in Detroit, I'm sure there's lots of, you train people, but there's other people that train people as well. And this will be exposing all of these people to it. And, you know, the other thing, when you're trying to sell it to these people, and you're out there going, you know, last year I ran nearly 2,000 women through my stuff. That's 2,000 potential students.
Right.
Or however it is you put it. And, you know, when you're putting it out there to them and all this other stuff, if you're going to the same ones year after year, if you're like, well, this year we're going to train 412 women. This year we're training 700 women. This year we're training 1,000 women. This year we're training 2,000 women. You know, it doesn't take a lot of, you know, you can look at that and just think, well, this is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it also, it almost becomes a thing where it's not a matter of should I do it.
Right.
It becomes more a matter of I can't afford not to do it.
And that is the mindset I'm trying to engender and foster in their heads, man. I mean, one, exposure, yeah. All the people that you're going to have access to who may be looking for someone just like you. And guess what? We already have a one-on-one touch point, and I can give you my business card. And if I talk to and train, I don't know, let's say 40, 50, 60 people a day across 2 days, man, that should be good for business, right?
Yep.
Also, the networking with other fellow firearms trainers there. And if you're brand new, just credentialed, I'm offering you experience and a leadership opportunity. And at the end of the day, the biggest benefit is that good feeling inside of a job well done, man. Let me tell you, publishing all of those pictures of you doing a good thing all over social media, isn't that what we all use social media for?
Well, that's what it's become. You know,
you don't think that it should be that.
Well, I mean, I used, when I started with social media, I reached out and looked for old, long-lost family members that I'd never met and old, long-lost school chums that I always wondered what became of. And now it's, you know, now it's pretty much becoming, all right, let me take a selfie and let me do this. I'm here in front of this wall that's cool looking. Selfie time. Click, post it to social media.
At the risk of going off topic, man, I'm really curious as to what the ultimate social media site would be in your mind.
Well, most of them would, if they would. See, here's the thing. Any of them, if they would just stop politicizing what they do,
right.
they would be superb.
Okay.
If they would be what they purport to be, they would be superb.
Okay.
But they're lying to you. That's item number one. Item number two, they're out there trying to be a referee. They're trying to be a publisher instead of a platform. If they wanted to be a platform, if they were a platform, no problems. But they're not.
Right.
So, I don't know what the ones that The ideal one would be something that was run by somebody that couldn't hear, couldn't see, and had no internal or external input coming in trying to drive their agenda. A no agenda basis platform would be what I'd be looking for. Just a gathering spot. Here's a big open field. Come gather, people. Come gather.
Come gather and do whatever you want. Talk about whatever you want. And we'll try to keep everybody safe. I like your vision. We'll call it
Pie in the Sky.
Roll, right?
Pie in the Sky. It'd be pie in the sky. Pieinthesky.com. Yeah.
Right. Not sure how much time we have left in this segment, but I knew the next topic I wanted
to get
is just set it up, man. Best practices. I'm talking about best practices from Legally Armed in Detroit for running a huge mega signature event.
Yeah,
to
that would be.
Reshape the world in your vision. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, that one. One thing that we've never talked about when we've been talking about your event is I've never discussed with you the logistics behind the event. And I'm going to presume that's where the best practices comes into play, so we'll find that out. Now, we didn't get a chance to do this last time. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Legally Armed in Detroit. Don't go to lay.com. I have no idea what you're going to find. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. My handle is DetroitDCW.
Rick has his own reel. He's been on so many TV shows, he has his own reel. He could probably just start his own TV show if he wanted to. Just gather up all of his clips and get out there and pitch it. I think you ought to do that.
I have a few best of clips floating around. Yeah. I need to do a few more.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector, we've been talking about how he's going to organize this big shoot he's got coming up, which is his annual shoot. The annual shoot, of course, is nothing but women.
Now, primarily?
You want to get into the best practices part of it, I guess, yes?
Well, yeah. I mean, just in general terms, these are some things that you must definitely account for. Obviously, you want to keep the flow of information going to your volunteers, people who are going to actually manage and staff your event. And in these politically charged times, communication possibly can be an issue, believe it or not, with all the politics that are going on. If you present your information, obviously it's a gun event, and it could be construed as a pro-gun thing, you know, you could get shut down off of a site. So you have to be mindful of that, and you have to have contingency plans in place. Whether you need multiple strategies, whether you're going to do it at an online site, you know, create your own little miniature group where your volunteers are going to meet together, muster, and assemble. You're going to go with a separate email address system that you can control and hopefully won't get shut down. But you got to keep the troops informed and organized, and you got to give them regular updates. And, of course, man, let me tell you, advertising assistance. With all the different groups that are out there, it would be to your best interest to align yourselves with them, publish information in their forums, make sure you get permission first. Worst thing you can do is plug something and then have it go against their guidelines and they just totally boot you out of the group.
Yeah.
And of course, you got to have a range safety briefing. Of course, you have range safety briefing for the women at the event, but you got to have a range safety briefing before that with your actual instructors. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Bill. What things should you discuss in your firearm instructor only range safety briefing before you do an event of this sort.
Well, whoever, whatever the breakdown is, if there's one for every five or something, he's going to have to be back. If it's one for every five, they're going to have to be back far enough to where they can try to observe all five. If there's somebody that's having particular issues, you might want to have them try to help that person out if they seem to be having more issues than the other four. Making sure that everybody wants the following commands. Guns are in holsters when they're supposed to be. Fingers out off the triggers when they're supposed to be. Don't let anybody turn around with a gun facing the, you know, that 180-degree plane they can't break. And, you know.
Yeah, that would definitely fall. All of that would fall under protocols, and that would be communicated to the actual instructors and range safety officers before we do the individual meetups with the people, with the ladies when they come through. Also, what we want to talk about is emergency procedures. God knows we don't want to have an emergency, but you know what? The best plan is to have a plan in case the unfortunate incident can happen or occur. And so we'll at least know what we're going to do if it happens. Let me tell you.
Right.
We've caught many squib loads over the years and haven't had a single one, and it keeps me up late at night. How are you going to handle media? And also, you always, whenever you have a meeting, I tell you, man, I get guilty of this sometimes. I love to hear myself talk. Sometimes I am tempted to forget to ask, are there any questions? Have a Q&A session to make sure we're all on the same page and everyone knows what we're doing.
Yeah, that's another thing. I didn't even think about that. I mean, you gotta let everybody know in the case of somebody getting hurt, this is your avenue for the EMTs. EMTs over here. Ambulance is parked over there. That kind of thing. In the event of somebody needing water, you know, all that other stuff. There's a lot of stuff that comes on. Restrooms are over here.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I need to make sure I have plenty of water on hand. That's something I haven't had time to address with yet. But I have 2 months. I have 2 months to get water. That's a big hint out there to anybody who has, like, extra truckload of refrigerated water they want to give me. But, hey, you know what? You never know until you ask, right?
That's right.
The first possible opportunity you have to get what you want is to ask for it. I've learned that the hard way. Just ask, man. You know what? I've had people who are volunteering this year to work the event, and you know the reason why they haven't worked it before? Because I didn't ask them. I learned a very critical bit of information there. You know what? Ask. And keep asking, right? Maybe I didn't ask the right people or the people I need didn't hear me ask the question. So, yes, that's the point of the day today. Ask, and hopefully if you speak, you shall find.
Yeah. You got to ask enough people, too.
You said you had something for me. What you got?
I did? What'd I say?
Yeah, when at the last break, you said there was something you were going to ask me.
Oh, well, you know, like we basically talked about that. I mean, you've got to have facilities. You've got to have restrooms. You've got to have water. I mean, you're going to have any food trucks there if anybody wants to get out there and, you know, have lunch or something. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff to put on and coordinate.
Man, who are you telling? I wish I had a clone.
Well, I mean, it reminds me of a military operation, to be honest with you.
Oh, because of all the logistics and planning and all the moving parts?
Listen, in the military, all of that Special Forces, Sergeant Rock, Rambo stuff, that all is nothing without logistics. Without a logistics behind it, without bullets and bouillon, you're getting nowhere. You got to have gasoline. You got to have clean clothes. So I mean, having all of those things in place, like what time of month? Which month are you doing this in?
Doing it in August, the third week, the 21st and 22nd.
So how hot does it get in this area in August?
Man, it gets hot. You know, But we're up north, so I bet it's nowhere near as hot as it is down where you are, man. It probably gets unbearable.
Yeah, but see, that's all relative, isn't it? I mean, for everybody that lives there, hot is hot. I mean, if they would come down here and say, it's really hot right down here, but I mean, for them up there, this is really hot to us. So you're going to have, you're definitely going to have water. You're going to have some EMTs there with lactated ringers to make sure that if anybody falls down on a heat, has a heat injury or something, that you can take care of that. You've got to have a clear lane in case you've got to have somebody transported to a hospital.
If I don't have a clear lane, I need manpower to make sure I make a clear lane. Yes.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, all of that stuff, all of that pre-positioning of all that stuff, you know, let me just put it this way. I'm glad it's you and it isn't me.
Oh, look, man, let me tell you, it's a labor of love. It keeps me real busy, keeps me up late at night, but I wouldn't rather do anything else. I would rather do what I'm doing, man. I enjoy it.
Well, we're about to run out of time before we do that. Tell everybody how to find what you do.
I am Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. DetroitCCW.com, firearms instructor, range safety officer, proprietor of the Free Women Shooting Event for Women. I do it every year. It's happening this year, August 21st, 22nd, Metro Detroit. As always, I can always be found here every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. My friend, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to doing it again in 7 days.
I appreciate you taking the time to join me this afternoon. It's always good to talk about that. And we'll have to talk about next time. Am I going to come up there and film this and have somebody running around getting my coffee? So I'll talk about that. That'll be an additional logistics chain item.
I'll put somebody on it, man. We'll talk about it.
Thank you, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.